Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show. Tonight, we have a three-part show with the Unishippers Franchise Opportunity, and that's coming right up on Franchise Interviews. So stick around, because we have a great show.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform to create your own professional website, portfolio, or online store. It's incredibly easy to use, and every design automatically includes a unique mobile experience that will look great on every device, every time. It starts at just $8 a month and includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year. For a free trial and a 10% discount, go to squarespace.com/blogtalk. That's squarespace.com/blogtalk.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Kevin Lathrop, the president of Unishippers. Also, Brian Linden, franchisee to Unishippers. And for more than 20 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing: helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And we're going to talk to Kevin and Brian about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around, because we've got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future, and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open? Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Kevin Lathrop, the president of Unishippers, and Brian Landon, franchisee of Unishippers. And for more than 20 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Hi, Kevin. Hi, Brian. How you guys doing? Welcome to the show.
Doing great, Marty. Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming on the show. We'd also like to ask our guests where you're calling from today. And, Kevin, I guess I'll start with you.
Yeah, I'm calling in from Salt Lake City today.
Oh, fantastic. So you're both together. Brian, you're in Salt Lake as well?
No, I'm actually down in Orange County, California right now.
Oh, good. Okay, fantastic. Well, why don't we start off, Kevin, maybe you can talk a little bit about, Unishippers, the whole Unishippers concept and how you got involved.
Sure, be happy to. Well, Unishippers was founded back in 1987, and we were the nation's first and remain one of the largest small package and freight third-party logistics companies in the nation. We have over 290 franchise locations all across the country, and the concept is really simple. Unishippers works with major transportation carriers, including UPS, Saia, Estes, YRC Freight, UPS Freight, among others. And what those carriers do is they handle the pickup, transportation, and delivery of customers' shipments. And the franchisees, what they do is they enroll customers into the program, providing those Unishippers benefits to the customers. They provide personalized local service. We have more than 50,000 small and mid-sized business customers.
Wow.
And because we have so many customers, we have a lot of purchasing power. So we leverage all that combined purchasing power, and we pass the savings on to the customers. How I got into the business was back in 1992, I actually started as a franchisee in Orange County, where Brian is now.
Oh, wow.
And got my first franchise in Orange County on the north part of the county back in 1992. And then in September of 99, I joined the Unishippers corporate office here in Salt Lake City as a executive vice president and chief information officer. And I was promoted to president back in January of 2011. And it's just been a blast working with the franchisees and building the business.
That's fantastic, Kevin, that you were a franchisee. One of the themes that we've mentioned on the show, is we always tell our listeners to look towards the leadership. And you having that having that franchisee background really helps you put yourself in the shoes of the franchisee, doesn't it?
It sure does. I mean, I literally was in their shoes for years, offering the Unishipper services to our customers and doing the customer service in the afternoons and building a sales team. I've definitely walked a few miles in their moccasins, yeah.
That's fantastic. Brian, let's go back. Let's go to you for a second. Maybe you can talk a little bit about how you got involved in Unishippers and, when did you open up your own franchise?
Well, I first came across Unishippers when I was selling in the industry with a competitor, actually. And, the nature of trying to be a good salesman, I always wanted to understand who my competition was, their strengths and their weaknesses, and quite often I would come across Unishippers, and it was very difficult to sell against. And just knowing everything about my competition, knowing when I came time to move forward and wanted to pursue my dream of being a business owner and, I guess, the entrepreneurial spirit, I decided to look at Unishippers, being that I'd already known them and sold against them and knew how good they were and knew what it was like being on the other side of the fence. So I wanted to join the team, I guess. So I actually purchased my franchise back in August of 2012 and been moving forward ever since.
Wow, that's fantastic. Congratulations on that, Brian. So what made you decide to take a risk as being the first Unishippers national franchisee versus opening a franchise territory with a competitor, Brian? I recall reading about you on the Internet, which is why I wanted to have you on the show today.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. And, it was something that I really took a hard look at. And I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur and I always wanted to be a business owner. And I wanted to do it right the first time. So I looked across all the competitors, all the logistics companies out there. And the way I landed at Unishippers was I just believed in the product. I believed in everything about Unishippers. I mean, they like Kevin had mentioned, they're large. We are large. We have buying power of over $300 million a year with our partner carriers. We have well over 50,000 customers. What that means for me as a business owner, as a franchisee, that means the cost of my business is lower. the carrier contracts that we have are very aggressive as compared to other logistics companies out there. So, A, I could be more competitive in a saturated market if I needed to be, or B, if I target a market that the supply and demand isn't as, let's say, Orange County, California, I can run a larger margin and make more money per shipment. So obviously that's attractive. I mean, we all do this. One major reason is because we want to be financially successful. But even going further, they have a large portfolio. I mean, we have well over 30 carriers, including UPS, and that's a really important part. Mm-hmm. There's only one other, authorized reseller of the UPS services. So being that we are one of them, and combined with all of the other carriers that we have, makes this a very attractive option to small to medium-sized business owners. I mean, it allows me to target more businesses, and I come across more leads and come across more businesses that I can help. It's just a bigger scope of things I can focus on.
Sure.
And being the fact that UniShippers has been around since 1987, over 25 years experience, that was very important because looking today with the logistics companies that are in the marketplace, having established carrier relationships is really important. And the way that I see it is we need the carriers more than they would need us. At the end of the day, we don't own the trucks. We are not delivering the freight.
Right.
So it's very important that we are of value to our carriers. They see us as an extension of their sales force. They see us as a value, not just somebody that's out there, throwing out low rates and just filling up their trucks. So I wanted to make sure that the partnership was there. So, I'm a relatively young person. I want to be in this industry for a long time, and I wanted to make sure there was a strong foundation. So 20 years from now, another 25 years from now, the UniShippers brand still exists and we're still profitable and valuable to our carriers. So that was very, very important. And it kind of comes kind of on that point. When I was researching the franchises and researching the business model, there is part of the process is what's called Discovery Day, and you actually fly out to Salt Lake City. You sit down with the executives, Kevin and Dan, and it's kind of an interviewing process. They want to interview you to determine if you would be a good fit, but more importantly, I wanted to interview them to say, okay, everything that I know, everything that I see on paper, I want to know from them. I want to talk with them. And, what really impressed me was their business relationship with the carriers. I mean, it goes all the way to the executive level. Dan and Kevin, they go out to dinner with the presidents of our carriers. They have great relationships. They talk on a daily, weekly basis. It's very strong. So that was important to me in building, knowing for me, if I'm investing in this company, we are partners in our carriers' eyes that are going to be there long term. So that definitely was important to me. But then kind of going more looking at me and how can I sell, I did my homework about 3PLs or third-party logistics companies, and I wanted to know what's going to differentiate one from the other. What's important? What are the future trends? Anybody can come in and sell a low price. Anyone can do that. Not anyone can do that, but price doesn't get people to stick around. I mean, I think that's a standard, sales topic for any company. You don't want to sell on price. There has to be something more than that. And what UniShippers does is they invest a lot in technology. And everything that I've seen and my experience in the industry tells me the logistics companies that are going to set themselves apart in the future are the ones that invest heavily in technology. And UniShippers customer-facing technology with UniShippers.com is leading edge. We can do things that literally none of our competitors can do on our site. It's our transportation management software. I guess that's a technical term for it. But it's phenomenal, and I really believed in that. And I'm kind of a techie guy. I like, neat technology, and I like things. And was able to put myself in the customer's shoes and think, okay, would I buy from this? Would this fit for me? And the answer was yes. I really thoroughly was passionate and believed in it, and I liked the technology piece. So for me, it was after doing all my research, the buying power, the executive relationships with the carriers, the partnership with UPS, the customer-facing technology, the long-established, foundation of UniShippers being around as long as it has, made it a no-brainer for me to say, this is a good risk to take. Really, I didn't see it as being a risk. I saw it as a tool that was going to get me to be successful and to allow me to, I guess, fulfill my dreams of being a business owner.
It's a great example, Brian. I mean, I love, you know, listening to your story. I mean, how you really went all out in doing the research, you know, and I can hear the passion in your voice, and it's interesting how you're even looking like 25 years down the road. You know, you're saying, okay, where I'm going to be in 25 years with Unishippers. I think that's fantastic. And Kevin, I can hear, I can imagine what you saw in Brian, I guess, I imagine on your first interview, you know, is that passion and, you know, you could just hear that in his voice, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, he's a perfect ambassador for the brand of Unishippers. And really, a guy like Brian's a perfect illustration of why we did the national franchise model, to get people like Brian into the system and give them an opportunity to get in and get after it. And you can see the benefits of that.
That's fantastic. For listeners who may not know, Kevin, I mean, maybe you could talk a little bit about how large the logistics industry actually is where we are today, if there are any numbers.
Yeah. In a word, it is just huge. In the grander scope of the logistics industry, many hundreds of billions of dollars, north of $400 billion in revenue.
Yeah.
That's just an enormous market. But you break it down a little further into, you know, the main segments that we serve. We have a small parcel opportunity through UPS. We were the first, as Brian mentioned, reseller authorized to resell the services of UPS small package business. That's a $60 billion market. You've got the less than truckload piece, which is very large, and the full truckload piece, which is north of $100 billion. You add it all up, and there's over $200 billion just in those product segments or mode segments that we primarily compete in, and it's just enormous. I mean, you think about logistics and transportation. When you get up in the morning, everything you touch, you know, you get up and put your clothes on, they all came in a truck. They all got manufactured. The supplies are moving around. Everything you do has been influenced by transportation. It's, you know, 8.5% of U.S. GDP, and it's not just the domestic piece, but the international. You think about the trade lanes and the patterns, and it all has to be brought in and then distributed across the country. And it's just a very, very vibrant part of the economy.
That's fantastic. Brian hit some of them, but how does Unishippers differentiate itself from its competitors in a saturated market, Kevin?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, and Brian did a great job, we really work on building long-lasting and mutually beneficial relationships with our franchisees and with our carrier partners and ultimately with the shipping customers through the franchisees. I mean, that's the core value proposition, is we've got to deliver value to our partners each and every day, and we've got to have a long-term strategic vision of how we're going to do that over time. But one of the real, beyond that, one of the fundamental things we do is we focus on this real underserved niche of the small and medium-sized business, what we commonly refer to as the SMB. And it's really valuable to our carrier partners because they cannot cost-effectively market and serve the needs of those customers. Their cost structure is such that they can't get in there and do it. But what we do is we turn all those small and medium-sized businesses effectively into one customer, where they send us a single invoice each week and we pay them like clockwork, and we're just a fantastic customer to our carrier partners. And then if you look at the SMBs, what we deliver is a guy like Brian, you can just sense the passion he has for delivering service.
Sure.
And suddenly you've got an SMB owner, Brian, dealing with other SMB owners around the country, and you've got a much more effective fit of understanding and meeting the needs of those SMBs. So we really focus on that customer segment, which a couple statistics on that are staggering. 65% of all job creation in the U.S. comes from small and mid-sized businesses. It's not the Fortune 500 or Fortune 1000 that drives the U.S. economy forward. It's these SMBs, and they're really an underserved segment, and we come in and we fill that gap.
That's fantastic. So traditionally, most franchise systems, Kevin, offer geographic-based territories for new franchisees. Tell us about Unishippers' unique national franchise model. I thought this was very interesting.
Yeah, you know, it really is. It is fairly unique in the industry within franchising. And the concept grew out of kind of the observation of how customers actually behave. If you think about transportation, you realize that we've got a fancy term for it, supply chain. But you think about a manufacturer, they got stuff coming in the back door of raw materials. they manufacture something, and then they ship it out. Excuse me. They ship it out to retail, to distribution centers that ship it out to retailers, or they sell it online. So there's these supply chains, and they don't fit in nice, tidy boxes on a map.
Right.
These supply chains transcend all of that. And what's really fascinating is that the franchisees themselves recognized this opportunity. So we had sold all the franchises nationwide. There was no territory left to buy, but there was still a lot of untapped opportunity. And these supply chains were really opening our eyes to, you know, if you brought the borders down, we could accelerate our growth. So the franchisees actually proposed to us that we create this national model and introduce a national franchise such as Brian Bott that has no territory. He can sell anywhere in the country, and he pays a small piece of the profits to the franchisee that originally bought that territory. But he is free to sell anywhere in the United States.
That's fantastic. And it's interesting how you mentioned, Kevin, how the franchisees brought the idea to the table. You know, I mean, we've discussed on the show over the last 7 years a lot of great ideas that have come from franchisees, you know, and it sounds like this is a historic one for Unishippers, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, it really shows that our franchisee leadership, just like Brian said, he's thinking about how Unishippers can be here 25 years from
right,
now.
Right, right.
Well, the franchisee leadership is doing that, and that's, you know, one of the drivers. They were thinking about the future, and that's one of the things that allowed them to come forward. They were comfortable doing it because they know they're in this for the long haul.
That's fantastic. So, Brian, back to you. You've been doing this now, I guess, like about 18 months or, you know, a year and a half. I mean, what's been your experience in selling your services anywhere in the country?
You know, it's really unique. It's in my previous experience, I was confined to my geographical market in Orange County. And one thing, I mean, a little background about Orange County or Southern California for that matter, you know, it's right next to the Port of Long Beach. And the Port of Long Beach is one of the largest ports in the country. Everything coming in from the Asian market, you know, not everything, but a large majority is coming in through the Port of Long Beach. So that means there's a lot of supply and demand in this area. And it makes competition very tight, and it makes the and there's a lot of, you know, kind of smaller logistics companies around that I'm competing with. So it's just a very competitive market. So being able to sell nationally, it's a fascinating thing to me. I can identify different markets across the country geographically that I might be able to sell our product and yield a higher margin strictly due to supply and demand. And so for me, that is, as a business owner, that is great. It increases my bottom line, depending on where I go. But even more so, it just is the day-to-day kind of excitement in the job. I mean, working with somebody in Brooklyn, New York, is going to be a lot different than working with somebody in Couch, Indiana versus Albuquerque, New Mexico. So it kind of keeps me on my toes, and it's exciting and fun to speak with different business owners across the country and see how they view their business and what's important to them. It's phenomenal. It keeps my job interesting. It keeps it fun, and you know, more so as I mentioned, it allows me to target unsaturated markets, and really my potential is unlimited. So it's great.
I guess you could start your day a bit earlier too, Brian. Right? I mean, being that you're in California, you know, and you know, having the 3-hour time difference, you know, of course, in New York, I'm sure that must be interesting for you as well. That you could start your day so early if you wanted to. Maybe you could talk a little bit, about what is a typical day like for you? You know, from that the moment you, I guess, get up till, you know, what's a typical day like as a franchisee?
Yeah, you know, and that's the beauty. Everything in this job is different. It's not the same. Mm-hmm. There's not the same monotony every single day, and that to me is important. I like a challenge, and I like change.
Right.
You know, so a typical day could be waking up in the morning, getting into work, and just exactly like you said, the time difference. I can start prospecting and calling companies on the East Coast early in the morning for them and kind of work west. So I can come in and let's say, you know, I get into the office at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock. I can start making calls back east and
sure.
And make prospecting calls all the way until, you know, let's say 11 o'clock. And then from 11 to 2 o'clock, I will have established appointments where I'm calling back customers that already had an interest, that I'm now qualifying them. I'm moving to the proposal stage. I'm showing our value proposition. I'm learning more about their company. you know, and then maybe from, you know, get lunch, and then from, let's say, 3 to 5:30 my time, I'm continuing prospecting. I'm looking for new opportunities. I'm dealing with some day-to-day operational things. It's great, you know, and then another day I might come into the office and decide, okay, I'm going to target my local market today. So instead of making phone calls, I'm going to go out of my office, drive down the street, start knocking on doors and cold calling in person. And it's the same process. I'm prospecting, looking for leads, and I take those leads. I come back to my office. I upload them into our U1, the CRM. I protect those leads. Then I start calling and trying to get appointments with those business owners. Or, you know, then later in the afternoon, I might actually go run an appointment and provide our value proposition in person. So it keeps me on my toes, and I'm definitely busy, and it's fun.
That's nice. There's nice diversity. So, Kevin, back to you. I mean, the impact of the national model, what impact will it have on the whole Unishippers franchise system?
Well, long term, we expect it to be a big part of our growth strategy. I mean, we intend to be a billion-dollar company, and you know, the ability to expand our franchise network and bring on highly energetic, motivated franchisees like Brian, it's a big part of that strategy. So that's what's, you know, making it tick, if you will, is bringing on those fresh franchisees and getting them out there. And, you know, we don't have to do a ton. When you get a guy as motivated as Brian, we have to support him, give him the tools, and then he just, you know, gets out there and makes it happen. That's really the driving force.
That's fantastic. So, Brian, what's next for you then? I mean, again, you've been doing this a year and a half, and it sounds like you're really looking deep into the future. I mean, normally we'll ask our guests, we'll say, you know, where do you see yourself 3 to 5 years down the road? It seems like you know what you want to do 25 years down the road, which is fantastic. I've never had that response before. But, I mean, where do you see yourself maybe in 5 years?
Well, you know, everything, new opportunities come and go, and you know, I have an idea, but, you know, anything can change from year to year. But I guess currently my thought on it is I want to grow my business. I want to grow my cash flow. I want to have a strong foundation with my business, being a national model. Once I grow my business, and as I mentioned before, I'm a relatively young person, and like I was saying, Unishippers is a fantastic company that has been around for a long time. There's a lot of franchisees that have been in the system for a very long time, the baby boomers. Well, it's just human nature. The baby boomers, the franchisees, they're going to come to a point where they've been very successful. They've fulfilled their financial goals, their professional goals, and they're going to want to move into retirement. When they want to move into retirement, they're going to start selling those zip codes or those select franchises. Mm-hmm. And so my thought behind that is, you know, as I develop my cash flow and my business is strong, I want to start buying those territories and even make it in a perfect world. I'm going to identify in my book of business where are most of my accounts located, because as Kevin mentioned, part of being a national franchise, when I sell in another territory, I give a small commission to the actual franchise owner that owns that dirt or owns that zip code.
Right.
So in a perfect world, I'm going to identify where are most of my accounts located, what territory do I want to purchase, and comes available and I'm financially able to and my business is strong, I want to start buying those territories first. But I guess to really answer your question, my goal is to buy territories and just to continue growing. I envision myself in being a part of this company. This is my career, it's my life, it's what I love. And even when I meet my financial goals, I like the satisfaction and the sense of accomplishment of selling and seeing something grow that I had my hands in. And, you know, I can see myself doing this for a really long time. I can't picture myself stopping. So
that's fantastic. That's well said. So, Kevin, what's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee? Any websites you'd like them to go to?
Absolutely. You can just simply go to unishippers.com.
Okay.
And click on the franchise opportunities area. There's a whole website devoted to understanding the concept and the details. And I'd encourage our listeners to take a look at it. It's a fantastic opportunity. If you like to have control of your destiny and pursue it with your own energy, this is the place to be.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Kevin and Brian, for coming on the show. You both were wonderful guests, and I'd like to have you both back again in the future. I think this is a great concept, and I'm certainly going to keep my eye on it. So thanks again.
Oh, thanks so much.
Thank you, Marty.
Kevin. Thanks, Brian. And we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Coming up in segment two, we're discussing incorporating a wellness program into franchising. We're meeting with Wanda Sieber, Unishippers of Green Bay. And Wanda's going to tell us about Unishipper in Green Bay's most recent wellness program and what inspired her to launch this program for her Unishipper staff. And that's coming right up on Franchise Interviews.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the franchipreneurs one on one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And we have a great show today. We're meeting with Wanda Sieber of Unishippers of Green Bay. And Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And we're going to talk to Wanda about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around, because we've got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com. Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-3000.
877-877-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the Franchepreneurs One-on-One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Wanda Saber of Unishippers of Green Bay. And Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. Hi, Wanda, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I am doing well.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thanks for coming on the show, Wanda. We would like to ask our guest where you're calling from this morning, and I think I have an idea.
I'm calling from snowy Green Bay, Wisconsin today.
Wow. Okay. We got a little snow here, too, Wanda. It wasn't a lot. I think we got maybe about 3 inches, and it's kind of like freezing rain now. So I guess that's to be expected, though, for this time of year, isn't it?
No, we are probably 3 inches into the soft, white, fluffy stuff, and
wow.
We've been busy shoveling the snow off of our stairway. We are in a 100-year-old building on Green Bay's Main Street, and elevators. We're in the building.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, it sounds nice, though. That's fantastic. Maybe you could tell us about Unishippers, and how you got involved with the franchise. I know it's an interesting story.
Well, after church one day, we had a friend stop by and say to my husband, Bill, you look horrible.
Oh,
and he looked up and said, I hate my job. He had been in retail computer sales for years, nights, weekends, frenzies around the holiday.
Uh-huh.
And at the time, our friend whipped out a business magazine, and on the cover was a picture of a guy leaning against a Ferrari. He was the president of a new franchise called Unishippers.
Right.
The company acted at that time as a reseller for Airborne Express, purchasing, shipping in bulk, and reselling it to small businesses at a rate better than most people could get on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, the reselling of overnight letters and packages was 100% of the Unishippers portfolio.
Wow.
At first, Bill and his partner did sales after they spent about half a year trying to talk their wives into it. But they did sales, first of all. I did the billing, and we bought out our partner after about 18 months, and then Bill and I job shared. We had 6 children at the time, so whoever wasn't working the business was taking care of the children.
Wow.
And now, in a complete role reversal, I'm the person who's over sales, and he's over accounting, customer service. So it's been an interesting ride, 21 years.
It's a wonderful story. I mean, when I read about it, I said, wow, I mean, this is perfect for our show. I mean, one of the things that I loved about it was really it sounded like there was, like, family support, and I think that's so important, isn't it, Wanda, to have that family support, I mean, if you weren't totally into it or your children weren't, helping out, I don't think it would have worked as well, would it?
Well, for anybody who's looking at a franchise and they're having a hard time convincing their spouse, I totally hear you because I always say I was dragged kicking and screaming into Unishippers. We went from having a fairly reliable paycheck into hopeful spreadsheets, but boy, is it hard. And at the time, my husband was the sole income producer.
Mm-hmm.
However, it has become our family farm. Each of the children has worked in it. Our daughter recently moved from being office manager. She went back. She's got about a year left of her college degree. She's getting married in just a couple of weeks.
Wow,
but as the staff was quizzing her, thank you, about how long she's worked in the business, we think she was about 6 when she started licking envelopes.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, they've done all sorts of things. They've cleaned the business building for us. They've certainly done invoicing. They've done sales for us, appointment setting, data management, customer service, auditing. It has really helped each of the kids to define their career path. And right now we have still one college student who's doing part-time work for us. Doing freight extractions, but otherwise they've all used the business experience to launch into something else.
Wow, I love this story. It sounds like your husband knew early on, that Unishippers was the business model that he was going to go with. He was pretty sold
pretty early on. Was it difficult? I mean, did he look at other models that were out there, or, you know, did he look at other things? I mean, what was it about Unishippers that, that stood out?
Well, at the time, the fact that it could be done as a work-from-home business,
mm-hmm,
because we didn't
right.
have a tremendous amount of capital. We had equity, and our friend had capital,
mm-hmm.
and by combining the two resources, they were able to come up with the franchise fee and begin the business. But as we are contacted from prospective franchisees, and they say, well, what would you do differently? I tell them, double your startup costs. Just have that much extra money, because they each had to go and get a part-time job.
Right.
At the very beginning, until the money started coming in, billing a customer does not mean that you're going to see that money in the next week. The receivables is a big issue for people starting out.
Right. That's very powerful. I'm going to have to share that with my business students. I teach for a Catholic university, and I work with an entrepreneurial group. And what you just said is really very powerful, you know, with the whole accounts receivable, you know, and everything like that. It's just it's so important. Unishippers has a unique business model. You know, we've had Unishippers on the show before. We've been doing the show now 7 years, and I've always been fascinated with the model. Maybe you could talk a little bit about, you know, how Unishippers differentiates itself from, like, the competition in your market.
Sure. Unishippers is different because we offer a full portfolio of transportation services,
mm-hmm.
which is unusual in the market. Businesses can call Unishippers for a full truckload, dry van, and flatbed. They can call us to move individual pallets of freight. We work with UPS Freight and Saia, YRC, along with a lot of real small local carriers.
Mm-hmm.
We do international pallet freight. We do international small package, domestic small package with UPS, rail, ocean, even expedited
wow.
or courier. So if somebody has to move something,
mm-hmm.
they call us, and on the off chance that it's something that we don't do, like we don't do bulk liquids, we'll at least
right.
put them in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an easy call for people to make, and the fact that we have the ability to sell any service means that we're going to work for the customer and
mm-hmm.
come up with the solution that's best for them, because we don't have to sell a specific portfolio where in some transportation companies they might only be looking at selling over-the-road trucking. Instead, somebody will say, you know, I have 3 freezer units that need to get into Canada in the next 2 days. What are my options? Well, okay,
right.
we could do a direct van where it's
mm-hmm.
the only freight on the van. We could send it through the LTL system with a guarantee. We could put it on an airplane and send it as guaranteed air freight. And depending on what the weather is, one of those choices might be better than another depending on where the hubs are. So the fact that we're unbiased in terms of what we're selling, and we're really
right.
trying to give people the full range so that they can make their best choice, is a big benefit to businesses.
Yeah, it's a fantastic. I've always liked the Unishippers. I don't know if it's their tagline, but, of course, saving businesses time and money, particularly, you know, for the small and medium-sized businesses, it's so important, isn't it?
Yes, and actually our official tagline is the shipping company that works for you, but what
mm-hmm.
we find from doing customer surveys has given us the secondary line, which is we save businesses time, trouble, and money. Certainly
like
we
that.
Get in the door because of the money differentiator.
Right.
On small package, we might save 10 to 20% on inbound routing, because we do a lot of work for people who actually ship nothing. They manufacture nothing. However, we're routing their inbound raw materials.
Mm.
Many times we can save people 30%.
Wow.
And for something that most people think is a fixed cost and they don't even know they're overspending,
right.
that is like manna from heaven.
Of course. That's amazing. How many franchises do you operate now? And maybe you could talk about, like, you know, what territories you're in, Wanda, and how many employees are actually on staff now?
Sure. We own 3 Unishippers franchises. We
mm-hmm.
bought the first, Green Bay, in 1992.
Okay.
And at the time, it was considered a size one territory, meaning 12,000 businesses in the area, 4 counties around Green Bay.
Right.
We really liked it. We purchased the Seattle North territory in 2010 and the Mobile, Alabama, in 2011. And
wow.
combined, that is just about 7 franchise territories, because the others are larger, and of course our territory, the number of businesses in our territory has grown. We initially ran Seattle with the remote reps from Seattle selling the transportation services, but we found that with all the cool technology available to us, we are more effectively able to sell from reps here in the Green Bay office. And that's because when they're here in Green Bay, they can interact with the customer service people. And although freight is not rocket science, you have to know a lot of details.
Right.
And unless you're right there with the customer service people picking up on all those things that can get a person in trouble, it's hard to effectively sell in a way that helps people avoid all the troubles of shipping.
Sure.
We have salespeople here, accounting, transportation coordinators, IT and administration, all told we have about 25 people here.
Wow, that's fantastic. That is amazing. Something unique that you did that I was very interested in. Maybe talk about what you did as far as you created like a wellness program, and I thought that was fascinating.
Yes, and one of the things that we want to do every year is throw some kind of money and energy into a wellness program because even though I can't cost justify it in any tangible way, we know that if people are happy, they do better work. We recently received the 2013 Family Friendly Business Award from our local Chamber of Commerce, and one of the things that helped us along there is that we are committed to these programs. So this year, it was a stress relief program, and we focused on learning about activities that people are prone to do when under stress but don't actually work.
Sure.
And then we contrasted them with activities that people might not initially feel like doing but which are very effective. We decided to do an 8-week program. We find that 8 weeks is a good time to keep a pretty high focus on something. We've done 12-week programs in the past, and it's a little hard to keep motivation for 12 weeks.
Sure.
But this one had three main components. Some kind of outdoor activity, walking, biking, rollerblading, or they could do yoga, or they could do meditation. We took one staff meeting to describe the program and talk about the coping tools, and then each participant received a little hard copy book and documentation on the program with a bunch of web links because although yoga is a great idea, we didn't want people to have to go and sign up for a class. The same thing with meditation. There's so many good links on the web, so we provided those. So participants were asked to do a certain number of activities per week. We started out very modestly, just a couple per week, then three, then four. And then we increased the number of minutes once they were at four times per week. So at first, meditation may have been 5 minutes to be able to check off your book. And by the end, I think we were at 15 minutes. And every time they did a week's worth of activity, they got to choose from the magic fishbowl of tickets, which had some kind of reward or attaboy in them. And it sounds silly and like it wouldn't be motivating, but we had just excellent participation.
It's fantastic. I do. I think it's wonderful. There was something you said earlier, too, in the interview, Wanda, is, you know, you're mentioning about your husband and when someone saw him, you know, at a church service. Was this the inspiration for, like, this wellness program? I mean, how did the idea come about?
You know, that's an interesting question. Certainly, we've seen the effects in our family of poor work-life balance. My husband's probably 5'9", and he topped out at about 230 pounds when he was working in a place where he was not happy. Boy, it's hard to carry around all that weight when you're not a happy camper. Now he's down under 190 now, so he's feeling a lot better.
That's great.
But yeah, if you don't pay attention to work-life balance or finding joy, even though a person still has to go to work and earn a paycheck, it sucks a lot of the joy out of life.
Sure, absolutely. Have you done something like this in the past, like at the wellness program in the past?
Yes, each year we try to do something, and we base our decision on feedback that we get from staffers. So we'll do an anonymous survey every year, and this year one of their top concerns was we need to learn to deal with stress.
Right, right. That's interesting. So what has been the reaction at corporate for Unishippers?
Well, they're very good. Corporate has an internal newsletter that they're sending out to all of the franchisees, and every time we've done something, they've publicized it, which made it very easy for us. Last year, we designed a Walk Across America event where we got a half dozen Unishippers offices across the United States, and everybody bought a pedometer, and we decided that we'd track their progress walking from one franchise to another on a virtual map. And that was mighty fun, and we learned that the people in California are highly competitive because they doubled what they thought they were going to do.
Did they really? Oh, isn't that funny?
Yeah, it was awesome.
It's funny, the different cultures and states and things like that. It's interesting. Question I've been dying to ask you, you know, from all of your experience, because you've been doing this a long time now, and the majority of our listeners, Wanda, we call them aspiring franchipreneurs. You know, they know that they want to go into their own business, and it seems like they're most interested in franchising. What would you say to them from all your years of experience as a franchisee?
Well, I love being an entrepreneur, but I really love being a franchisepreneur because it takes a lot of the risk and nighttime drama out of a person's life. I don't think anybody wants to start a business and lay awake feeling like they need to throw up every night.
Sure.
And you can do that if, well, you can do that anytime you want, but a lot of that goes away when you're part of a franchise system. We get a lot of calls from potential franchisees, and they ask me, what do you like about Unishippers in particular?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll share that, but I think there are good things to look for as you're looking at any franchise system. And hopefully when you're looking at a franchise system, you're able to call existing franchisees and do due diligence.
Right.
The first is we're really pleased with the ethical leadership of our leadership team.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them has come from the franchise body. They owned franchises and still own franchises, but they were hired by the corporate office as we transitioned from the original founding ownership to this leadership team. So I'm very impressed with their ethics. I've been very impressed with how they retool. As I mentioned, when we first started, we were only reselling overnight letters and packages for Airborne Express. That was really pre-fax machines, pre-email attachments. So if that was all we were doing, you certainly would not be talking to me right now.
Wow.
So we've retooled to add freight, international shipping, rail, ocean. So retooling for market changes is big. I also love that there's a lot of franchisee input, grassroots, bottom-up input to the franchisor through their advisory councils. There's a marketing advisory council, a sales advisory council, a technical advisory council, and then I sit on the president's advisory council. I like to say that I'm the token woman there. but it that kind of feedback to the franchisor, that's the first important part of the equation. But the second important part is they actually listen to it, and we have found that franchisees are able to shape the policies implemented by the franchisor. If we come up with a great idea, they'll vet it, and if it's a great idea, it becomes the franchise policy. So those are all good things to look for as you're looking at a particular franchise system.
I think it's very powerful advice. You know, we've been doing the show now 7 years, and I think that's one of the best responses we've got, you know, is you know, particularly, you know, with the leadership, I'm very impressed how they were franchisees, because I think that's very important, you know, that they can empathize. I think sometimes it's difficult for someone to empathize what it's truly like to be a franchisee, you know, if you've never done it before. And something you mentioned, too, on it is the whole, like, retooling. And I think that's important, too. It's a great word to use, the nighttime drama. It probably happens a lot with entrepreneurs, right? You're thinking, okay, what do I have to do next, you know? And you're thinking about all these different ideas, and you don't know what's going to work and what's not going to work. And I'm sure Unishippers does a lot of research, you know, market research as far as, you know, what's going on out there, what trends are taking place in the industry. And then, again, the franchisee input is so important, because I don't think all, you know, again, studying franchising for as long as I have now, not all of them really act upon, you know, the input from the franchisees. They'll listen to it, but they don't really do anything with it, you know. So I think that's so important, what you just said. You know, I think that's very powerful. So, you know, I can understand, you know, why you enjoy the Unishippers system so much. What's next with you? I mean, as far as, you know, franchising and your wellness program over the next year, Wanda?
This year, we're not sure what we're going to do in the new year other than we want to finish up one of the things from the survey from 2013. One of the other main items was we'd like some help with financial planning. And after talking with a number of business owners, you know, in addition to a great franchisor, we run a, I think we're up to five synergy groups where franchisees talk to each other, meeting once a week via phone. And I also have sat on a couple of different CEO groups through our local Chamber of Commerce, which is certainly not all Unishippers, many different types of businesses. And I've talked with some of our vendor partners, too. And the thing I heard the most that is intriguing to me to address that need is Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University. So we're going to vet that ourselves, my husband Bill and I, and then we're going to give an incentive to our folks to begin that, and then we'll continue with a support group for the people who've been through that particular program. So that's our wrap-up from last year's survey, and then based on what we get from this year's survey, we'll design a program to meet those particular needs. So I don't know. The employees are leading me, and I'm not sure where we're going to go.
That's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on the services that you provide at your franchise, Wanda?
Well, I'd love them to call our office. Our number is 800-773-8545, and it's Unishippers Green Bay. There are a lot of Unishippers offices throughout the United States, and if they're interested in doing business, please call me. We're all about doing business.
And that's the great thing about Unishippers, right? Is that, I mean, that, you know, they could be anywhere all over the country. I mean, I could be here in Eastern Pennsylvania, and I can still call you to for your services, which I think is fantastic.
Yes, we're open from 8 to 5 in all time zones, and although the typical Unishippers business model is small to mid-sized businesses, we have, through very, very happy referrals, been able to work with a number of quite large companies where just through casual conversations, they learn from others that Unishippers can find leaking transportation dollars, and that's what we'll do. We'll come in, take a global look at all transportation dollars, even those that are cleverly hidden in the invoices of vendors and not split out by transportation line item. And we'll make some recommendations for them. And because we're small, you know, there's a benefit to being part of a large franchise system. We have buying power. We have great automation and good tools. But the benefit to being a locally run franchise office is we're able to customize pretty darn quick for people and put in some solutions that are unique to them and really address their specific needs.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Wanda, for coming on the show. You've been a wonderful guest, and I'd really like to invite you back next year. You know, we'll continue talking about all the wonderful things you're doing. This was a great story for our listeners, so I want to thank you again and wish you a happy holidays as well.
Thank you, Marty. I appreciate the time to come on, and please call anytime. We love to talk about doing business in the United States.
Thanks so much, Wanda. And we'll be right back with more franchise interviews. You too.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919. Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast should get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting franchise interviews now over 6 years and over 300 shows, and in January we hit a milestone of over 18,000 listeners. So over that time frame, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Today you're going to get to hear from Rick Werner, who is a franchisee to Unishippers, and we love having franchisees on the show, of course, matching our tagline, asking the franchipreneur who owns one. And we asked Rick the question, what advice would you give to our 18,000 plus listeners listening to the show? And I thought his answer was brilliant. He talked about the importance of leveraging your experience. You know, in many instances when you buy a franchise, you don't have to have experience in a particular industry. But Rick was mentioning that you should leverage your past experience to work for you. So I thought what he said was brilliant. So here we go with Rick Werner of Unishippers.
That's fantastic. Last month we had, it was over 18,000 people listen to our show, Rick. What would you say to all of those, we call them aspiring franchipreneurs, you know, they have it in their mind that they want to buy a franchise. We suspect that many of them don't know where to begin because it just seems a little overwhelming at time with, you know, there's 2,500 different opportunities out there. What would you say to them?
First off, try to leverage your experience and your life experience, where you are now and where you want to go. Then find something that's going to fit your lifestyle. You know, if you're a workaholic, restaurant industry, it works for you. You're able to work as much as you want, as often as you want. But if that's not for you, look and try to find something that's going to fit, A, your experience, B, your lifestyle, and where you want to go in 5, 10, 20 years. And there's an opportunity out there. Don't be quick to jump into something. Do your research. With the Internet nowadays, I mean, you can find a ton of information out there, good and bad, about any franchise opportunity. And then something that I did, and Unishippers really touts this, is that you should do your due diligence. I talked to a lot of franchise owners that are already in the system and asked them the good and the bad, you know, the good, bad, and the ugly. And a lot of times they were candid and they told me, hey, I don't like this part of it. I love this part of it. And so I made my educated decision after I did my due diligence and ended up here with no industry background, but I found a home. And you know, and I'm going to build this, you know, and retire, if I ever have to retire, from this industry. And it's out there. There's something out there for everyone. You just have to do due diligence.
That's great advice, yeah. I like how you say leverage your experience, too, because you can see that in talking to you. That's what you did. You know, it wasn't, you know, direct experience in the industry, but you took everything that you learned in the past and you applied it to really what you're doing now very effectively, you know. So it's great advice. We have a great quote in franchising podcast. We're going to put that in there, Rick, as far as advice to our listeners, because I think that's great. It's fantastic. It's very powerful.
Coming up in segment 3, we're going to be meeting with Rick Werner, franchisee to Unishippers, and we're going to be talking about dadpreneurs and franchising. Recent studies have shown that in the past 10 years, the number of work-from-home dads has more than doubled. We're going to talk to Rick about Unishippers and dadpreneurs coming right up on Franchise Interviews.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the franchipreneurs who own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. Over the next couple weeks, we're going to be talking about dadpreneurs, and today we're meeting with Rick Werner of Unishippers. And Rick Werner owns a Unishippers franchise, a third-party shipping advisor, for small to mid-sized businesses. And we're going to be meeting with Rick in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we've got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs of Old One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. Over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about dadpreneurs, and today we're meeting with Rick Werner of Unishippers. And Rick Werner owns a Unishippers franchise, which is a third-party shipping advisor for small to mid-sized businesses. And why don't we go right into our interview with Rick.
On you today, Rick. Where are you guys actually located?
I'm located in Auburn, Alabama.
Okay, fantastic. And for our listeners who don't know, maybe you could tell us a little bit about Unishippers and explain what Unishippers does and what services it provides.
Absolutely. Marty, Unishippers, in a nutshell, and obviously I'm going to go through some of the details,
mm-hmm.
some of the high-level stuff. In a nutshell, we are a shipping logistics company
okay.
geared towards small to medium-sized businesses.
Okay.
And what I mean by small to medium size is we really target those mom-and-pop shops or those attorneys firms or manufacturing companies that spend less than $100,000 a year annually
okay.
on their shipping. Now, it's not to say that we can't handle larger accounts and larger
right.
clients, but our wheelhouse is really under $100,000. Some of our largest customers spend over $1 million annually with us.
Okay.
The reason we target that $100,000 and under niche is because statistically, if you look at some of the big players in the game and what we do, FedEx,
uh-huh.
UPS,
yes.
and the national, the 18-wheelers you see on the side of the road with their name on the side of the company, they really target those larger, and they're able to provide them with services
right.
and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
that they can afford because they're spending more money with them.
Right.
So Unishippers has set up a model. We've streamlined our process that actually allows us to target those folks in the smaller segment. And so what we're ultimately doing is we're bringing services and rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies. We're bringing them to the mom-and-pop shops, to the small business market. And how we do that is we have looked nationally as well as regionally and locally, and we have contracted with the best carriers. And carriers, I mean Estes, Saia, RNL, Old Dominion, YRC, all those 18-wheelers you see on the road. We've partnered with them, and probably our most famous and our most really recognizable is UPS.
Right.
Now, we are one of two authorized resellers of UPS services. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we have been chosen by UPS is because of our reputation, because of our background. We've been around since 1987. We've been doing it a long time. We have more than 50,000 customers that currently work with Unishippers. Last year, we handled more than 6 million shipments. So UPS partnered with us, and we are really their small business sig arm and service arm because they don't have an account manager. Well, technically, they do have an account manager for that size company. So if you call UPS and you only ship 10, 20 packages a year with them, you're still going to get a customer service rep assigned to you. But that customer service rep may have 3, 4, 5,000 clients in that segment that they have to deal with on an annual basis. Whereas a typical franchise owner like myself, I'm starting from the ground up. So currently I have seven customers on the books, but I may get to 100 or 200 or 300 customers, and that's all that by myself that I can really service effectively in a year.
Right.
And so one person handling 3 or 4,000 or one person handling 300. So we are, I mean, we are laser focused on that segment, and we bring services like fantastic pricing incentives and savings. We have, like I had mentioned, a dedicated account management team, which is myself, starts with myself, and then I have a customer service team behind me that if I'm not available, they can go right to my customer service team and they're getting taken care of. You know, I don't know the last time you called a major retail company or you had a complaint about something, you call their 800 number, you get into a press one to go here, two to go here, hit your account number.
They're right.
You know, it may take you 20 minutes to get to a live person.
Exactly.
If you're dealing with me, you're calling my office. If I'm not available at my office, if I'm out on the road, my line is automatically set up to push right to my customer service team, and they pick it up within three rings. You have two options: UPS, which we call Express, or freight desk. So you're either doing less than truckload. Shipments that would be considered a freight desk question, or you're working with UPS on an express package. So you hit one or three, and that's it, and then you get a live person. So
fantastic.
Right. I mean, that's our business model, and that's from day one when I've looked into this. It piqued my interest, because I know customer service nowadays, that's where it's at in the business world, dog-eat-dog world out there.
Right.
And anyone can have great rates, and anyone can have a great dog and pony show up front, but in the end, customer service keeps your clients happy and keeps them shipping with you. So that being said, it's kind of us in a nutshell. Typically, we're saving folks anywhere from 20 to 30% on their shipping. Depends on who they're with and where they're shipping in the country, how they're shipping, and then the volume that they do. But typically, we see around 20%. All of our software, take that back. We have no software. It's all web-based. So once you sign up to work with me, we give you a login and a password, and you go right onto our website, and you do what you need to do. You start shipping right from there. So again, it's set up for the small business owner to move their products from point A to point B in an efficient manner and cost savings-wise.
It must be interesting for you too, Rick, to work with, you know, the small business owner, the medium-sized business owners. You know, I mean, you're really providing an important service, you know. I mean, again,
absolutely.
This is, you know, every dollar counts for them, doesn't it? You know, particularly in today's economy, you know. So it must be very interesting for you, you know, and it must be a kind of like a feel-good type of business that you're providing this service. I was curious, like, how did you get into this? I mean, did you have a background in this industry before, or what were you doing, like, maybe in your past life?
you know, I get asked this question quite often. Obviously, I'm new into the shipping world,
uh-huh.
new to the shipping industry, but I have definitely been able to draw on my background, and it's giving me a lot of insight and a lot of just a lot of experience coming into what I'm doing. In my
right.
previous life, I was an insurance broker, and insurance
wow.
broker with medical benefits, and that's dental, vision, health, life insurance, disability. And what I did there is same concept. We partnered with all the leaders in the insurance world, and so I was able to sell all of their products. So I would go out and find a small business owner and say, hey, what are your needs?
Right.
Do an assessment of what they need, kind of what their price point is, how many employees they had and whatnot, and then go out and look at these carriers and find the best product from each one of these carriers and bring it to the table for the small business owner. And that's a very similar situation which I'm doing right here with Unishippers. We have the contracts in place. Unishippers as a corporate has all the contracts in place, and so I'm going out, finding the small business owner and saying, hey, I understand you ship. Everybody has to ship. It's a line item for them at the end of the year. We spend X amount of money on shipping. And I tell them, would it be nice to have 20% of that back in your pocket?
Exactly.
You know, and when you're talking some money to somebody, they're always, oh, yes. So we go through and we do an analysis, look at their needs, and I say, hey, here's a different carry than who you're currently using. The process is going to be the same way. You go online, you input your information, and a quote pops up. And if you want to go with that quote that looks good, you hit the button. It prints off what we call a bill of lading, and they slap it on the package and go. So it's the same process they're currently doing. They're just going through Unishippers to get it done, and we're bringing the bulk buying power of our 50,000 customers to those carriers to give those carriers great price breaks for my client. So it's a win-win situation. It's very similar to what I did in the insurance world as an insurance broker. And that's why I say we're a shipping broker in the sense that
mm-hmm.
we're bringing bulk buying power to the doors of these carriers, and for that we're giving great service and great rates.
Your story is great, Rick, because, I mean, again, you know, you really didn't have any specific, you know, industry background. You know, I mean, you applied what you did in the past to what you're doing now. But, I mean, it's really the benefit of franchising, isn't it, you know, is you're able to get into, you know, industries or things that, you know, you may have not really had a specific background in. I was curious what attracted you to Unishippers, because there's so many franchise opportunities out there. There must have been, a point of your life you said, okay, you know, I want to go into my own business. And it sounds like you started researching franchises. And I was curious, you know, you kind of hinted upon some of the reasons why. I'm really sold on the whole Unishippers concept. But, you know,
yeah.
what was it about maybe the industry, and then how did you narrow it down to Unishippers?
I'm going to give you a quick little background about kind of how I grew up in the business world since college,
mm-hmm.
and that'll kind of lead me to the point where that brought me to Unishippers.
Okay, that'll be good.
Graduated college. I ran a restaurant as a general manager of a restaurant, and I worked at the restaurant, you know, for 2-3 years during school, plus
okay.
after school. And so it was a natural progression for me to be the general manager. Okay, I did that for about 18 months, and I'm like,
right.
I didn't go to school to work 7 days a week, 365, every holiday, you know,
right.
18 hours a day. The light bulb
exactly.
went on, and so I said, I'm going to do something else. So I moved from Montgomery, where I went to school, at Huntington College in Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay.
And I moved to St. Louis, which is where I'm from. I'm born and raised St. Louis, Missouri. So I moved back there, and I landed in the insurance world. I was an account manager for a national health insurance provider. So I cut my teeth there, learned the industry, learned how they got their rates, the benefits, the whole nine yards, and then was recruited by a local broker agency to come over and produce business for them. So I moved from the carrier side over to the broker side and went down that route. So I spent about 10 years in the industry and was really comfortable there. Loved it. Well, at the time I loved it, and I thought I would retire from the insurance
mm-hmm.
world. Meantime, and I'll give you a little side story, I have a fraternity brother, a little younger, 2 years younger than me, that obviously I met in school, and we clicked with right away. We were roommates. And so when I graduated, went off and did my thing. He graduated, went off and did his thing. We have kept in contact, and I'm like, hey, I got a great career, you know, look at what I'm doing. He's, well, I've got a great career, look at what I'm doing. So he was in the shipping world.
Right.
So long story short, my wife lands her dream job at Auburn University.
Mm.
She has two masters and a PhD, so she
wow.
wants to be a university professor. She's from Alabama, right outside Auburn, and so she's the little town girl that scored the dream job at the local university.
That's great.
So I walked away from the insurance world, moved to Auburn. Her family is close by, and we knew we wanted to start a family, so it was important for us to be close to either her family or mine. We landed in Auburn, had a kid, and from the time we moved here to the time we had a kid, I tried to look around. Okay, how do I leverage my experience in the insurance world here in Alabama? Well, lo and behold, Alabama is one of two states that doesn't have a need for insurance brokers. So I couldn't do what I was doing in Missouri in Alabama. There's only one network, truly only one network in Alabama. So if you want health insurance, you're going to one of the major carrier, not 10 or 12, one. So I would bring nothing to the table. So I knocked around, had a couple little jobs here and there. I went to another agency, tried to learn the commercial side of insurance. It's a whole different animal, lots of different moving parts, and I did not play well in that sandbox. It just, my brain was set up for benefits, not the commercial side, so it just was not a good fit.
Right.
At that point, we had had our little girl, and I'm like, well, we're paying somebody else to watch our kid. Why can't I do it? And that was early in 2012. And early in 2012, I had a conversation with my fraternity brother, and he's like, hey, I know you're looking to do something from home. There's this company called, well, and actually he didn't tell me back at the time. He said, hey, I know of a company. There's going to be an opportunity that's going to come up by the end of the year. Be ready to move when I say go. I said, okay, great. I let it go until about August 2012. He made a call. He said, are you ready? Sure. Okay, let's go. So we had huge conversations, lots of phone time. He's based out of Houston, Texas, just for a side note. And from August 2012 to today, I researched, interviewed, funded, inked the deal, and have made sales for Unishippers. So he brought me to the table, brought me to the company, and said, if I were to do this on my own, if I were to leave the corporate world, this is what I would do, and this is the company I would do it with. So I looked into Unishippers, looked at their franchise model, their business model, their support, their reputation, and everything is just top-notch for them. So it made sense when I compared it to other franchises out there.
Right.
Cost of initial investment, time commitment, flexibility. And then I looked at the industry. Look at the shipping industry. Everybody ships. They have to move products from point A to point Z. Even attorney's firms, you know, they're overnighting legal documents, dentist office, printing companies, anybody is moving product from here to there. And so I thought to myself, well, the shipping world is not going away.
True.
So that was a huge selling point for me. It's not going away. It's not. And looking back on my lifestyle with the insurance broker, every conversation I had there was always negative. I'm talking to the business owner, right? What's he saying? My current rates are going up. My employees are sick. I'm not getting any benefits out of this, and I have to pay for it whether they utilize it or not. So very negative conversation with the business owner. Then you talk to the employees, and what are they saying? Oh, my rates are going up. My benefits are going down, and I'm paying a lot of my pocket every time I go to the doctor.
True.
Not right. Well, that's a negative conversation. So it was just a negative environment. In the shipping world, you call somebody, you're like, hey, I can save you 20%.
Exactly. It's a hot button.
They smile. They say, great. I'm already doing it anyways. I have to pay to move my goods from here to there, and I can save 20% by working with you, partnering with you, and that's what they do. And it's so.
It's a great story. It really it's a classic franchise story, and, you know, it's one of the reasons we started the show 6 years ago is, you know, our tagline is asking the franchipreneur who owns one. You being a franchipreneur, also I guess you're getting the label too, Rick, is dadpreneurs. It's been going around a lot too. You know, it sounds like that, you know, Unishippers was a means to an end. You know, it really accommodated a certain lifestyle that you were looking for, and it really sounds like it was a perfect match for your situation, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Marty, it's they've been great. Everything has. You know, and obviously I went into this with my eyes open. I had somebody in the industry pointing me in that direction. I was able to do my research. And so to look at anything else out there, you know, if you look at a kind of franchise at a restaurant, that's tough. That's a big commitment. Now, granted, there's a great return in restaurants, but there's a big commitment there. I would love to be a partner. I couldn't run a restaurant again.
You knew right away that that was one industry you were just not going back into. It sounded like it was.
Now, if I could partner with someone and they would run it, oh, absolutely.
You'd be more interested,
There's a great model there, and everybody eats and everybody drinks, and it's, you know, so there's a huge opportunity there, but it wasn't for me. For my situation with watching my little girl being the primary caregiver and wanting to work from home and enjoying sales, enjoying customer service, this was right up my alley. And a stable industry. You know, the shipping industry is very stable. Now, obviously the one dark horse in all this is fuel price. But it doesn't matter if you're shipping with me or you're shipping with someone else.
That's true.
It's a level playing field in that sense that everyone has that. And so it's a moot point when you're talking to someone. It really comes down to rates and service.
It's amazing how many times we hear, Rick, you know, in doing the show for such a long time now, you know, people want to get into franchising because of kind of like your situation. They want to spend more time with their family, but we find that sometimes they get into the wrong industry and say, okay, I'm going to, you know, own a food franchise, not realizing that it has all those hours that come with it. And you know, the first couple of years is going to be very frustrating, you know. So it's really, I love this particular story. You mentioned a little bit about the technology involved in Unishippers, you know, that it's web-based. Maybe you could expand a little bit more on that, like how technology has played a role in your particular business.
Sure. Once we partner with a small business owner, we give them a login and a password to our website.
Okay.
And once you get on that website, there's ship with UPS or book a freight shipment. You click on it, and there's three more screens you fill out, very user-friendly. Where's it coming from? Where's it going to? What's it weigh? What's the dimensions? Do you want any kind of insurance? Get a quote. And then this is the beautiful part of kind of the web-based system.
Mm-hmm.
We go out and we get quotes from our contracted carriers, and within say 30 seconds, you have 10 or 12 quotes or 25 quotes really from all of our carriers interested in moving that shipment for you, and it gives the price that they're going to charge you and the time frame. And if you like one of them, you know, you like this particular carrier over another carrier, you can click their service and you click on it, book this shipment, yes, book it and go. And so those rates are guaranteed. A truck's going to show up. It's going to be delivered in 1, 2, 3 days. And you're going to be charged this price for it. Click it, go, you print it, slap it on your shipment. Somebody's going to show up at the designated time, pick it up, and move it for you. It does not let you go from one screen to the next without having the information filled in. Now, you can fill in incorrect information, and that's any website or any. But if you're putting in the right information, filling out the checking the box, if you will, before you move to the next screen, it's very user-friendly. And it's that way on the UPS side of it as well as the freight side of it. And if I can learn it in 5 minutes and be comfortable with it in five, anyone can. We have your invoices there. We have your shipping history there. We're also, and this is something else that sets us apart, we call it our Platinum Services. It's one of our top 8 services that we offer. We can customize your invoice. So on the screens, there's a box for you to put in a reference number. So say an attorney's firm, you know, they have hundreds of clients, and anytime they ship documents out to that client, that shipping cost has to get billed back to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it works for most companies is they get an invoice from whoever they're shipping with, and there's 100 shipments on there. They have to go through and match up the waybill, the address, the amount to that client, and it takes someone valuable time to sit down and do that, whereas on our system, you punch in the reference number, the case number, the name of the case, and when you get your invoice, it'll say Billy Bob's case, and it goes right to that. So you don't spend the time breaking it out. We do that for you and help you manage it. And that's just one of the parts of the web-based software, if you will, that we bring to the table for our small business owners. And it saves them time. It's efficient. And you know, it doesn't cost them anything to ship with us, to partner with us.
It's
if they use it, they pay for it. If they don't use it, they don't pay for it, and that's just it. So,
It sounds great. I mean, you know, having that user friendliness, you know, because, and you know, Rick, I know that, you know, there's some software programs out there, you try using them, and they're just so unuser friendly, you know what I mean? And the small business owner just doesn't have time to go figuring it out, you know. So it sounds like it's a very simple process. Like you said, you can probably learn it in a couple minutes, you know, it's that right. simple. And that's the beauty of franchising, too, you know, and it kind of, you know, reminds me or segues into, like, another question is, I guess that's what sold you on franchising at the same time, too, you know, because I guess, you know, of course, you know, there's always someone out there that could say, you know what, I'm going to start my own, call it, like, Rick's Shipping, you know what I mean, instead of, you know, Unishippers, you know, and to do this on your own would almost seem, I guess, impossible, you know,
right. And
particularly
and
a strong brand name, too, of Unishippers, you know.
And to start out, and you're moving one shipment at a time, and you have to partner with one carrier, and then you build it, and then you have 100 customers shipping, and then you get some special rates from that one carrier that you have 100 customers with. And that's really what Unishippers did when they started in 1987. They started from the ground up, and they have built it to what it is today. And as a franchisee, I'm buying into that. I don't have to create the wheel.
Right.
They've done it, and they've spent 25 years perfecting it. And it may not be perfect because we're not a right fit for everyone, and I have to say that. We're not a right fit for everyone, but for those that we are, they love us and they stick with us because we've dialed it in. And I say we as in Unishippers has dialed in through easy online applications, through customer service, high-level customer service, and then our Platinum Services, which kind of encompasses everything that I've been talking about. And we're bringing it to the table for someone who does not typically see that.
What was the training like for you, Rick? I mean, when it came time for training, you know, and you decided, you said, okay, I'm going forward with this. What was that experience like for you?
Marty, I have to say it was intense.
Three weeks.
And first week was all being a new franchise owner. They call it a new owner. And so they bring you in. They sit you down for 5 days in Salt Lake. We were based out of Salt Lake. And they sit you down and 10-hour days. Here's what you're going to see. Here's the problems, here's the hiccups, the bumps in the road that you're going to see, and we're going to teach you how to get over those, get around those, and run your business from A to Z. And so that's a week long, 10-hour days, and real-life examples, and they show you all, they introduce you to all the online applications, all the behind-the-scenes stuff, all of our database, and so we learned all that in a week. Then I came home for a week, and then I flew back out for 2 weeks straight, and that was the sales training part of it. And you're sitting in a class with 12 other sales reps and a couple other franchise owners, and you learn how to sell it. You learn the products. You learn UPS. You learn all about all the carriers. We actually toured a facility of Old Dominion to see when the product comes in off of one truck, how it moves from that truck to the next truck, which would be the destination truck to take it to the final destination. So that was fantastic. We actually got to see the behind the scenes, and that was part of our training. You had to know what it looks like to be able to sell it. And so there was a week of intense sales training, again, about 10-hour days, and a lot of role-playing, sit down and role-playing with the sales manager. Then the second week was actually performing my job from Salt Lake over the phone. Because I own a national franchise, which I haven't touched on that yet, and I will, a national franchise, I'm able to call anywhere in the country. I have no boundaries. So
wow.
I can walk into a business here in Auburn, face-to-face, have a conversation with them and partner with them, or I can call someone on the East Coast or the West Coast and do everything I need to do over the phone. Now, if it's the right-sized customer, I'm going to fly out and see them face-to-face if the opportunity presents itself. Otherwise, I can do everything I need to do over the phone and over the Internet. So I actually had a whole week of training of doing that. And at lunch, we would have a working lunch. They would sit down. They would review my calls from the morning, tell me what was going on, and okay, you need to tweak this. You do this better. Oh, that was really good. And then I would do it in the afternoon. So I had 5 days of doing my job at corporate with them critiquing me, and it was fantastic. So you really kind of learn everything you need to learn before I came home. So in January, I hit the ground running and was able to do what I need to do here at the house.
That's great. What's a typical day like for you? I mean, from, I guess, the moment you wake up, Rick, to, ending your work day with Unishippers?
obviously, I try to get up around 5. Doesn't always happen.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on how the night went with my little girl. She sleeps through the night, then I get sleep. Up at 5, and I try to do paperwork and whatnot during non-business hours. Then I work with her in the morning, breakfast and whatnot. Then I squeeze in my sales calls throughout the day. Any kind of appointments that I have set, I try to attend those on the phone. And then, you know, I have dinner with her and put her down. And then when she goes down in the evening, you know, I'm doing my accounting work. I'm doing any kind of behind-the-scenes kind of work. And that's the beauty of owning your own business. I'm not punching the time clock for someone else. I'm not going into the office. My office is a portion of my house. So if I want to work at 5 in the morning or midnight, I can do that.
True.
You know, I work on the weekends. I open mail on the weekends and pay bills on the weekend because I can focus on it during that time, and I'm not worried about missing sales calls, which, with me owning a national franchise, no boundaries, I can call on the East Coast first thing in the morning, and I can call on the West Coast in the evening. So that extends my business day and my sales calls opportunities, you know, to 10, 12 hours a day, as compared to if I just had to call in my own territory here in Auburn, I can only do it during 8 to 5 during business hours. So
that's fantastic. Last month we had, it was over 18,000 people listen to our show, Rick. What would you say to all of those, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs, you know, they have it in their mind that they want to buy a franchise. We suspect that many of them don't know where to begin because it just seems a little overwhelming at time with, you know, there's 2,500 different opportunities out there.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to them?
First off, try to leverage your experience. In your life experience, where you are now and where you want to go. Then find something that's going to fit your lifestyle. You know, if you're a workaholic, restaurant industry, it works for you. You're able to work as much as you want, as often as you want. But if that's not for you, look and try to find something that's going to fit, A, your experience, B, your lifestyle, and where you want to go in 5, 10, 20 years. And there's an opportunity out there. Don't be quick to jump into something. Do your research. With the Internet nowadays, I mean, you can find a ton of information out there, good and bad, about any franchise opportunity. And then something that I did, and Unishippers really touts this, is that you should do your due diligence. I talked to a lot of franchise owners that are already in the system and asked them the good and the bad, you know, the good, bad, and the ugly. And
a lot
of times they were candid, and they told me, hey, I don't like this part of it. I love this part of it. And so I made my educated decision after I did my due diligence and ended up here with no industry background, but I found a home, and you know, and I'm going to build this, you know, and retire if I ever have to retire from this industry. And it's out there. There's something out there for everyone. You just have to do due diligence.
That's great advice. Yeah, I like how you say leverage your experience too, because you can see that in talking to you. Is that's what you did? You know, it wasn't you know, direct experience in the industry, but you took everything that you learned in the past and you applied it to really what you're doing now very effectively, you know, so it's great advice. We have a great quote in franchising podcast. We're going to put that in there, Rick, as far as advice to our listeners, because I think that's
great.
It's fantastic. It's very powerful. How do our listeners get more information on becoming a franchisee? Is there, like, one particular website that they should go to, Rick? Do they just go to, like, unishippers.com, or what's the website address?
Sure. Marty, if I could, I'm going to take a second. I'm going to take the opportunity to plug my LinkedIn.
Yeah,
I would be
absolutely.
I'd be happy to talk to anyone about a franchise. Obviously, I'm new into the franchise world. I'm new to Unishippers. I'm new into the industry. So I'm going to bring to the table kind of a non-biased, fresh opinion based on franchises and my quick experience here. And it, you know, it's going to be Rick Warner in Auburn, Alabama.
Okay.
Look on my LinkedIn. I'll also give my office number if someone wants to call me directly.
Absolutely.
You know, it's 334-521-7779, and that's my direct line here at the office, and I'd love to talk to anybody about it, especially a franchise. If you're looking at a Unishippers franchise, I'd love to talk to you about it. If you want to just get some information over the Internet, go to unishippers.com, franchise opportunities, click on it. And a lot of the information is there. You call the number there, you're going to get someone at corporate, and they'd be happy to talk to you about that. Let them know that you heard it from me. That way, Unishippers knows I'm out there taking care
Absolutely.
Of them.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's true. You know, it was interesting, too. You know, one other thing I just wanted to piggyback on is I like how you mentioned that, you know, you could handle accounts really all over the United States. You know, and, you know, we're so used to having franchises just, particularly when we have the franchisee on the show, is they just have that particular geographical area, and that's it. You know, and in this case, we have listeners all over the United States. So it's that's fantastic.
Well, bringing up that point and just kind of continue with it, I'm from St. Louis. I have a huge network in St. Louis, business contacts in St. Louis, but I live in Auburn. And so that was important and key for me to be able to do what I need to do anywhere in the country. And so I really have two focal points here locally in Auburn. I can walk in and talk to someone on the phone, or I can leverage my contacts, my business contacts from St. Louis from my time served there, and I can do all that over the phone. Then when I go home for holidays or I take a month in the summer because my wife has a very flexible schedule, I can go home and I can conduct business. I go to St. Louis, Missouri, and conduct business for a month while I'm there and not lose any downtime. I can take my laptop anywhere, log in, and as long as I have a phone and my computer, I can conduct business anywhere. And it's fantastic that way for me. And it's, you know, I'm smiling right now just thinking about it because I'm very happy with where I landed in my career at this point. So
that's fantastic. I want to thank you for coming on the show, Rick. This is a great story. This is one of, you know, these, your kind of stories are like one of the reasons we started the show, you know. So I think it's fantastic. I'd like to already invite you back next year as you continue to grow. I'm curious. I want to follow your success, and I'm going to partner with you on LinkedIn, you know, so
fantastic.
We can keep in touch with each other. It's great to have you on the show, Rick. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Marty, I appreciate the opportunity.
My pleasure. Thanks, Rick. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next week with another edition of Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.